something. Experiencing bodiless stage. Bhava has said in Murli, be bodiless, be voiceless, and be egoless. This is the essence of whole knowledge. As much we are experiencing bodiless stage, that much we are experiencing voiceless stage. And as much we are experiencing voiceless stage, that much we are experiencing egoless stage. Actually, if we really would like to maintain very good stage of yoga, unshakable stage of yoga, stable stage of yoga, the secret of that is maintaining very good bodiless stage. This is the foundation of our Brahmin life. In every Murli, Bhava is emphasizing on this aspect. Since the beginning of Yajna till now, every Murli, Bhava emphasizing on this aspect. Why? Because this is the most important lesson. But when we are becoming older in this knowledge, we are getting subtle ego. I am quite old Baba child. I don't need to work on this aspect. And that is why we are not really able to maintain stable stage of yoga. In this university, yoga subject is a main subject. And others three subjects are supporting subjects. Actually, this is a homework of 84 birth. On one hand, there is a deeply rooted sanskars of body consciousness of 63 birth in the soul. We have to transform this deeply rooted sanskars of body consciousness on one hand. And on the other hand, we have to imbibe the sanskars of being in soul conscious stage. By the result of that, we can maintain easily the soul conscious stage for 21 births. It means this is a homework of 84 births. And we have to complete this homework within short time. Just ask yourself how much efforts you have to do on this aspect. We really must do intensive work on this aspect. Because Baba used to say in Murli, "Oh my sweet children, please consider yourself as a soul and then remember me." Until we are not really able to consider ourselves as a soul, we cannot remember Baba. As much the stage of bodiless stage would be easy, natural and constant, that much the yoga would be easy, natural and constant. That is why we really need to work hard on this first lesson. We must prepare mentally ourselves. If I really want to maintain elevated stage of yoga, if I really would like to receive elevated blessing of yoga from Baba, I want to maintain very good stage of bodiless stage, soul consciousness stage. Because we are having awareness of our body for 24 hours. We are having the awareness of our own body for 24 hours. In the same way, we must have the awareness of soul consciousness for 24 hours. Because this is the true consciousness, real consciousness, and original consciousness. That is a soul consciousness. Now, what is the method of maintaining bodiless stage? According to my experience, I would like to explain one very important thing in our Brahmin life. If you really would like to experience very good soul conscious stage, very good God conscious stage, we really need to understand the subtle difference in our mind and intellect. When we are considering ourselves as a soul, that is a mass of energy, after that, we must understand clearly which power is intellect and which power is my mind. This is a very important aspect. If I would ask you two questions, can I ask you two questions, Almut Ben? First question. Have you seen Dadi Janki ji? Yes? When I ask you this question, have you seen Dadi Janki ji? Instantly her image would be in front of you. You can visualize her image very clearly. Okay? Second question. How really she is? Can you please tell me how she is? Then you would tell me, oh, she is so sweet, she is so gentle, she is so knowledgeable, so she is so generous. When I ask you first question, how is Dadi Janki ji, her image was in front of you, that is the visualization power of a soul, that is the eye of a soul, that is the power of intellect. Intellect is the eye of a soul. Intellect is a visualization power of a soul. With these eyes, we can visualize this physical body in a mirror. But if you would like to visualize soul, you have to use the divine eye, third eye. That is the eye of intellect. And second question I ask you, how she is? You start explaining, she is so sweet, she is so generous. That is the power of mind. That is thinking power. While sitting in solitude, we must feel the subtle difference in these two powers. We must experience this subtle difference. This visualization power of a soul is intellect. This thinking power of a soul is a mind. Then yoga would be very easy for you. Because in yoga we have to chant the mantra of Manmana Bhava. And our mind starts chanting the mantra of Manmana Bhava easily. Okay? The method of experiencing bodiless state is just sit in solitude and focus the eye of your intellect in the center of your forehead. Who really am I? I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. Who am I? I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. Visualize clearly, deeply, our true form. That is soul consciousness. But what type of the light am I? I am peaceful light. The waves of peace are radiating from me. I am experiencing peaceful state. There are two factors. One factor, we must increase the percentage of visualization. You are 1 year Baba child. Out of 100% consciousness, maybe 10% consciousness is focused on the soul consciousness. It means you are having 90% subtle body consciousness. What you have to do? You have to increase the percentage of visualization gradually and gradually from 10 to 20, 30, 40, 60, 100 soul consciousness and zero body consciousness. That is the deepest stage of soul consciousness. My true existence in this world is just a point of divine light. I am a shining star. Baba is supreme star and I am a superstar, hero, actor in this unlimited drama. Not only a star, but I am a superstar. Because God select me. I have special qualities. On that basis He select me. And second aspect, we should increase the time of being in that consciousness. Half hour, maybe 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, like this. We must keep on increasing the time of being in that stage. Our last paper is getting detached in a second from this body and being in a soul conscious stage and same moment remembering Baba. This is our last paper. And it really needs long period of time practice. Because we were considering ourselves as a body for 63 births. That is a wrong habit. And we have to change that habit. For changing that habit, we really need to work hard, sincerely on this aspect. But sometimes we are practicing this soul conscious stage, but we feel bore. We feel dryness. Point of light, point of light. How long I can experience this point of light stage? Feel dry, bore. Why we are not enjoying that stage? We are doing one small mistake. What is that? I know who am I. I am a soul. But I am forgetting another aspect. How am I? I am a special soul. Self and respect. Who am I? How am I? When these two things would be together, then you will not feel bored at all. You will enjoy super sense of joy. That is why Baba used to say in Murli, always maintain self-respect. Keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect all the day long. And maintain spiritual intoxication in your life. How can we maintain self-respect? When the person is wearing the toy, in Laukik world toy, his face is changing. Oh, I am a boss. Toy. In the same way, the point of self-respect is a title of a soul. When we are having the awareness of that title, we start experiencing spiritual intoxication, happiness in our life automatically. Our face is changing. Brahma Baba was always having the self-respect. I am going to become a Narayan. I am going to become a Narayan. That is why since the first day, Baba was always having that intoxication. I am going to become a Narayan. In this Brahmin life, experiencing spiritual intoxication is a very important aspect. But for experiencing that spiritual intoxication, we need to keep on sitting on the seat of self-respect. What is the method of that? For instance, I am a world benefactor soul. World benefactor is a throne of self-respect. I, the soul, is a world benefactor soul, means I am already seated on this throne of self-respect, world benefactor. When I am maintaining this self-respect, then my thinking is changing, my words are changing, my actions are changing, everything is different. In this way, we must keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect all the day long. And we have to experience spiritual intoxication on our face. Now, if you are practicing this soul conscious stage from 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever it may be, how do you know that you are progressing or not? If you really would like to check that, there are 5 steps of soul consciousness. By observing these 5 steps, you can get the idea what type of this stage of soul consciousness I am having. First stage. When we are coming to Baba, Baba used to say, "Oh my sweet children, consider yourself as a soul. Consider yourself as a soul." The first stage is having the awareness of the soul consciousness. This is the first stage. Having the awareness of the soul. When we are practicing more and more and more, then second stage is state of soul consciousness. It means we are getting the ability of staying in soul consciousness. That is a state of soul consciousness. Then third stage, vision of soul consciousness. I can visualize very clearly, this is a soul. Instead of visualizing ordinary body, I can visualize very clearly soul. Brahma Baba's vision was X-ray vision. Brahma Baba was able to visualize very clearly the soul, the one who is hiding underneath of the forehead. Baba used to visualize very clearly. That is the third stage. And fourth stage is attitude of soul consciousness. Means being is soul consciousness, seeing others also as a soul. That is becoming our habit. That is known as the attitude of soul consciousness. And the fifth stage is action in soul consciousness. Means we are getting the ability of maintaining soul consciousness while performing action also. And last stage is samskars of soul consciousness, which we are carrying with ourself, and on that basis we are maintaining soul consciousness in golden age and silver age automatically. Now we should ask ourselves, what type of this stage of soul consciousness I am having? That is why, since morning till the night, we must practice this soul conscious stage. I am not this body, but I am a soul. Body just costume. Body just instrument. I am a soul. Body is just my costume, or body is just instrument. I am using, I the soul is using this instrument of body. For that you should practice different type of the drills. First drill is, body is my home, I the soul is the owner of this home, sitting near the windows of my eyes. I am a point of light, owner of this bodily house, and sitting very close to these windows of my eyes. Next drill, body is like a temple, and I, the soul, is a burning light in this temple, spreading the divine light all around me. Next drill, body is my car, and I, the soul, is a driver of this car, driving this car with the steering of my brain. I, the soul, is a driver. Body is my car. Next drill, body is like a cave. I, the soul, point of light, tapasvi, sitting in this bodily cave and getting lost in the tapasya of soul conscious stage. Next drill, body is like a candle, and I, the soul, is a light on this candle. Next drill, body is like a showcase. I, the soul, is a showpiece in this bodily showcase. And spreading the peaceful vibrations all around me. You practice any drill, but the main object is, I really want to develop my soul conscious state. If you really would like to maintain unshakable stage of yoga, stable stage of yoga, what is the secret of that? The secret of that is having the grip or command on soul conscious stage and self-respect. When we are losing this soul conscious stage or self-respect, we are losing connection with Baba. That is why, first of all, I really would like to work sincerely on this first aspect, two aspects. Soul conscious stage and self-respect. Baba used to say in Murli, you are in the field of battle. And Maya always battling with you, fighting with you. How Maya is fighting with us. There is a boxing, always boxing. We are having boxing with Maya. How the boxing starts? When we are considering ourselves as a body is a box. Instead of that, I am a jewel soul. I am a soul jewel in this bodily box. Then boxing start. Maya just fighting with us and we are falling down and all the five vices are beating us very badly and we become unconscious. We are losing our true consciousness, that is the soul consciousness. Means we are becoming unconscious. Then Baba is coming from Paramdham and he is giving us the life-giving herb of knowledge. When we are getting that treatment, that automatically we are experiencing a soul conscious stage. We are coming in our consciousness. Because body is a property of Maya. This is a gift of five elements and five vices. Soul consciousness is a property of God. When we are having the awareness of the soul consciousness, automatically we start remembering God. And when we are having the awareness of this body, gift of Maya, then we start remembering these worldly things, worldly relatives. That is why we must practice soul conscious stage while sitting in a solitude. And you are very fortunate soul, you are already in this, on this land, elevated land of Madhuban. In this whole world globe, on this whole world globe, Madhuban is a very powerful place, holiest place. Where you can get very good result in your tapasya. You can get different type of the spiritual experiences by putting little bit efforts. That is why you must get full benefit, maximum benefit of your stay on this elevated land. Because whatever the experiences you will get here, then you can repeat that experiences at your place. While performing action also, you can practice that soul conscious stage. Because the moment we are considering ourselves as a soul, our intellect is going to a soul world. Our intellect is going towards Baba, Father of the soul, automatically. When I came in here, Madhuban, in 1976, I worked hard on this first aspect, soul conscious stage. I was sitting in solitude, somewhere on the roof, or Tower of Peace, or somewhere in garden, and I used to practice. I am not this physical body, but I am a special soul. I am a shining star. I was experiencing different qualities of the soul. And when I was working at that time, I used to see star on every forehead. This is not the gathering of brothers and sisters, but this is a wonderful gathering of shining stars, divine stars. It's wonderful. On every forehead, the sparkling star is shining, sparkling. That is why in incognito level, we must practicing. We must keep on practicing. I am a soul, I am a soul, I am a soul. We need to work hard, intensively on this first aspect. But if you really would like to enjoy this soul conscious stage, then you should maintain very good self-respect all the day long. 19 March 88, I was meeting Baba here on this stage with Baba. 1200 foreigners, brothers and sisters were in the audience. And Baba gave me blessing. You are a world transformer soul. You are doing the task of world transformation along with the Father. You are the one who is using the power of transformation in every task. That's why you are getting success in each and every task. You are a world transformer soul. Why I am telling you this? The moment I am having the awareness, I am a world transformer soul, I am just getting flight of Paramdham in a second. I am sitting with Baba in Paramdham. I am experiencing very good spiritual intoxication in my life. That is why we must practice the point of self-respect. We must become the embodiment of self-respect point. You select some points, 2, 3 points, 3, 4 points from the list, which really gives you joy, which really gives you happiness, which really gives you intoxication. You select that point and churn that point and practice that point and make the part of your life that point. Then yoga will become easy for you. This is a secret of maintaining elevated stage of yoga. Because this body, we have tremendous attachment with our own body. We have tremendous attachment with this body. And it is really hard to get detached from this body. It really needs lots of effort. Because the soul is always being with body, 24 hours, always being with body. That's why they have tremendous attachment. And for finishing that attachment, we need to practice this soul conscious stage for a long time. We must visualize very clearly our true consciousness, true existence. As there are stars in the sky, There are dead stars. We are living stars. We are living stars playing role on this world globe. Understand? Keep on practicing this soul consciousness. Here in Madhuban, you can practice very easily because there are lots of supporting forces. The atmosphere of Madhuban is really charged. You must get the benefit of this charged atmosphere. Okay? Now let us have wonderful experience of soul conscious stage and wonderful experience of God conscious stage. Okay? Would you like to have this? Okay, sit upright. I use the eye of my intellect to visualize deeply and clearly in the center of my forehead. That I am a living star. I am a sparkling star. I am a wonderful star. I am a radiant star. Radiating divine light all around me. Experiencing wonderful aura of divine light. Surrounding me. I am a flawless diamond. Flawless living diamond, spreading the light of eight powers in this act. as there are stars in the sky, I, the soul, is living star on this world glow. My true existence in this world is only a shining point of divine light. I, the soul, is a hero actor in this unlimited world drama. How fortunate am I am visualizing and experiencing my true form, incorporeal form, bodiless form, that is a point of divine light. I am a peaceful star, radiating the waves of peace all around me. Experiencing depth of peace. I, the soul, is leaving this bodily costume and sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying upwards towards the soul world. I, the soul, is flying beyond this world globe. Flying far beyond the sun and moon and stars, I arrive at a subtle region. How beautiful is this subtle region, world of angels. Here, everywhere there is snow white, bright, divine light. It is a world of infinite purity. I, the soul, adopt the dress of an angel, dress of divine light. How light and beautiful dress is this! Of angel. Oh, the emperor of angels, my sweet Brahma Baba, is in front of me in his perfect angelic form. My dearest dad, sweet Shiv Baba is also visible in his forehead. Baba is giving me love feel drishti. I, the soul, become lost in the ocean of love. How beautiful experience is this? I, the soul, is living the dress of angel. And flying towards the soul world. I arrive at a soul world. How beautiful is this soul world? It is a world of infinite golden red divine light. It is a world of infinite peace. I, the soul, is experiencing sweet silence. Deep silence. In this my sweet silence, oh, my true home. This is my real home. Oh, incredibly beautiful form of Shiv Baba is in front of me. He's the most beautiful being in this world. I, the soul, visualizing very clearly Baba's sweetest form. Baba becomes the light of my eyes. In the world of my heart, there is only and only my sweetest father. You are so sweet, Baba. You are so generous, Baba. You are so merciful, Baba. I, the soul, was suffering badly in the ocean of sorrow. And He, merciful Father, He just picked me up. He adopted me and put me in your lap. Put me on the throne of your heart. Baba is son of knowledge. He is a tremendous source of spiritual energy. I, the soul, is receiving the shower of powers from son of knowledge, Baba. Experiencing wonderful spiritual sunbath. I, the soul, is receiving tremendous powers, unlimited powers. From Son of Knowledge, Baba, constantly I am receiving and receiving tremendous powers from Son of Knowledge, Baba. And in the fire of yoga, my sins are burning away. I feel very light and happy. Truly, these are the golden moments of my life. I, the soul, is experiencing myself in the wonderful company of power. He is my best companion. I feel comfort in his company. I, the soul, receiving constantly the rays of powers. The battery of my soul is charging. How wonderful experience is this? I myself and Baba is in this soul. I, the soul, is enjoying Baba's wonderful company. The soul is returning from soul world to us, the corporeal world via subtle region. And sitting in the center of my forehead, I am Master Almighty Soul. Spreading the living waves of